Sure, your testing, Brother Kama, continued. Zion Keshu Neitoshim, I'm given October 24, 1982, on Sunday, continued.
So Rashi says, Rashi says, why does the Torah have to mention the Ptur of Bailey? So, why does the Torah have to mention Lantro Bailey? Why does the Torah have to mention the Indian of Chesiyat twice? In Shinachinom and in Shinasok. Why? And there is a loch of Shilchasiyah bin Bashir. You ask how is a child to say Shilchasiyah Bashir at all? It is only Mahdi. But suppose the Bible told the Shayah, you can, I am lending you this Paul to do, to be Chimesh in the Paul. But I don't want you to write on the Paul. And then the Shayah will write on the Paul. Not only to be chiddush in the Paul, but to write on the Paul. So then he'll become a gazlan, because it wasn't shown to write on it, to be chiddush on it. So there is a chiyuv, there is a possibility of the din of Shaliach Yav in by Shem. So he says, Loma nevo b'shem, chodo, v'ido chamur b'shem asocho, shalim tema, dayo lomadi, im lo ishinem bo b'shor shomri, will make a Mishael, who is a Mishael, Dairo Shlechasiyah Bishom Mishabob in Mishael, Mashael in Bolovine, Ksivu Yishal Monsin, Avshom Mishashol Chuyad in Bolovine, Bipote, Kosako, Mishael, Lechai Biyafimu Bibayim, Bikol Rachmane Bechode, Boadi Bikule, so there is a special Zasakosu, that Mishael, Yosoko, Shimachinom, even though he's put out Tashmim as a shame, but he fishing the him or Shin of Zoch. Bibayim will be shame the Yad of the cotton, he's high for us. So it's a special Zach also. Now, the dean of Shin's Yad is peculiar to Shombe. Only in shame the revision of Yad, he's high for us. But one is not a shame, if he's shame the Yad. He's not Chalmion, so he doesn't become another, unless he's a Sheol Shom Das. But in order to be a Sheol Shom Das, he has to be Mamish Mishtamish. If you just be take the Chifetz, be Magia the Chifetz with the intention of committing a trespass upon the Chifetz, without actually being Mishtamish, then he's not Chalmion. So there is a special Zerzakos. So then the question is again the Rambam. How can a Sheol Yachyat a shame of the Bible be higher for Shulchan Yad, the Shulchan Yad, but according to the Rambam, so Bible is a boy of Chalayit Nishemia, he doesn't have a Chalayit Nishemia, so that doesn't present any cash in the Rambam, because the Gemara itself says that if we didn't have a special Nasakosu, then we would say that the Shulchan Yad, the Bible, if the shame of the Shulchan Yad, the Bible, he is not higher once. But only because there is a special Zakosu. So there is a Zakosu. So truly doesn't have a Chalayit Nishemia. And he is not Mechuyev in the Yisya of Loishmerem. He is Mufke of the Chalayit Nishemia. But it's a special Zakosu. That as long as he undertook to watch the Chalayit, even though it is divided, and he is Mufke of the Chalayit Nishemia, but if he ultimately commits a trespass, and the Dovah that was, and the Dovah Amufke that was entrusted to him, so he becomes a Gazlan. So it's a special Zerzakosu. Without the Zerzakosu, I would say, he is not Chaye Poshtus Yad. Why? Because violin is a Koye of the Chaye Zinshenga. But that's the special Zerzakosu. But we have to understand, in what way is a Shenga divinely distinguished from a regular strange person? A strange person who just commits a trespass upon somebody's chemtes. He's magbiya the chemtes with the intention of committing a trespass on him. But he's not mishtamish yet. You know. He's not high bonsen. But Ishema Bibali, though he is also mufke of the chalim Ishema, he has no chalim Ishema. So, if he commits a trespass, so then he becomes a gazlan. So it's a special trespass. But we have to understand in what way is this shape of the body distinguished from a strange person who did not have a dictionary. Oh, I did have a dictionary. But he's not the real dictionary. He's not even a dictionary. So there is one difference between a shape of the body who undertook Shmira, even though he's not a real Shmira, because it's the Byron, and Byron is a poet of the Haredi Shemira, and a strange person who never agreed to watch the Chepetz. So then, if he's Shemirat Yad, without actual Tashmishim, he doesn't become a Byron. There is one difference. A strange person, so if, let's say, somebody has a car, here, he has a car parked in the street. I don't become a dictionary. So then, if something happens to the car, even if I'm in a position to prevent it from being damaged, so I have no rights there. Mashiach came, if somebody undertook to be a shemir, even though it was the Bible was shown in Lachem, so he has is a mitzvah of watching it. Because of the mitzvah, of Hei Shaloch Emes, Hei Tzedek, Lach Tzedek. So Rashi says in Suvez that people, Priyas Balchei Mitzvah, why is it a Mitzvah and it's Kepi? Priyas Balchei Mitzvah, if we say she would allow the Reise. So we are still business, marketing, see, at your face in Afshay, to pay debt, this money. Why? Because Priyas Balchei Mitzvah, so Rashi, that people, in Suvez says, what Mitzvah the Reise is it to pay debt? If we say, according to Mandomar, that she would allow the rice, so Bezin is keeping to pay the debt. And what's for? Because of Bobin Yezhber Mishmachusri Amone, of Hein Shaloch Tzedek, the Lav Shaloch Tzedek. So in other words, to keep the agreement, if he borrowed money, so he undertook to pay it back in a certain time, so the melee, if he's able to pay, so Bezin is keeping to pay, because of Kriyas Balchei Mitzvah, of Hein Shaloch Tzedek, the Lav Shaloch Tzedek. So Mele, according to the Rambam, so Byron is a koye of the Chaliz Nishena, because anyone who has a Chaliz Nishena, so if he doesn't watch, so then he is considered as a mazik. If he doesn't watch, he's in the avere of Lo Yishmerenu. Mashiach came with the Byron, so he's moved of Chaliz Nishena. He's not in the avere of Yishmerenu. He doesn't have a mazik. But the avere of the essay of Hein Shaloch Tzedek, Lav Shaloch Tzedek, the same essay that is incumbent upon someone who borrows money, so is incumbent upon a shemir also. He undertook to watch, so he has to keep the agreement. And that avere, not only is shemir chinom, who undertook to watch the chinom, so he is mechuyev for pshiye vavede. So if he doesn't exercise the proper care to watch it against pshiye, so then he's either the essay of Hein Shaloch Tzedek, Lav Shaloch Tzedek. As far as the essay of Hein Shaloch Tzedek, Lav Shaloch Tzedek is concerned, so if he's in a sochor, we undertook Shmira against Bnei Levavede, and he watched it against Pshiye, but he didn't watch it against Bnei Levavede, the Gemara says, Ksofim Mimam Shmira Levikarake. So suppose he didn't hide the Ksofim Levikarake, so, and then it was stolen. So the melee, of course he has to pay, but not only does he have to pay, he will be even in the battle of the SR, too, in the same way as one who borrows money, he doesn't pay it back, because he's even the asset of Hein Shaloch Tzedek, Lav Shaloch Tzedek. So, now if Hishem HaSochor doesn't watch against Bnei Levavede, he doesn't become a mazik. Only if he doesn't, if Shivachinu Shinasochor doesn't watch against Pshiyeh, he becomes a mazik. But if Shinasochor doesn't watch against Bnei Levavede, but he watches against Pshiyeh, so then he's not even the avera for Yishmerenu, but he's even the essay of Hein Shaloch Tzedek, Lav Shaloch Tzedek, like his Balchei. So Mele, the difference, Enoch Nam, we can say, as the Chaim says in the Rambam, that Byron is Akkoy and Chaliz Mishena. If he's Akkoy and Chaliz Mishena, he's not Mechuyev to watch. What does it mean, not Mechuyev to watch? It means that if he doesn't watch against Pshiyeh, he doesn't become a Mazik. He doesn't become a Mazik, he's not even the Maisavere of the Mishkerem. But even Yeshiva Socho, who does watch against Pshiyeh, but he doesn't watch against Nehra Vede, So he doesn't, he's not given the Nisa of Mishmeremu, but he's given the Nisa of Kein Sholach Tzedek or Lav Sholach Tzedek. So, every Shema Bivayim Mitni is Mufti of all the Dini Shmire. So he's not, doesn't become Mazik, he's not given the Nisa of Mishmeremu. But the Nisa of Kein Sholach Tzedek or Lav Sholach Tzedek, he's Eveyah, he's Mivati, if he doesn't watch, even if he's Bivayim. So in many ways, that's what Zeras HaKosu, that the Torah says, that a shame of the violin, if he shall have yard, he becomes a gazer. But a stranger, if he shall have yard, he does not become a gazer. What's the difference between the shame of the violin, who is also moved to the Chalais in Ishire, and a strange person, Ligamre? Because a strange person, Ligamre, has no chiyuvi, has no obligations to watch. Mashayim, in the shame of the violin, he is moved to the Chalais in Ishire. So he's not even the Abir of the Ishmerenu, he doesn't, he's not considered as a mazik, but he has an obligation to watch because of the essay. He undertook, he was misguiding himself to watch. So the fact that he was dividing does not relieve him of the obligation they undertook to watch because of the essay of Hechel of Tzedek or Lav Sholach Tzedek. So the chiyuv of Shliches Yad is based, is not based that care upon the Yisrael of the Ishmael, of the Avir of Ishmael. As long as Al Pidin, there is a mitzvah, he is obligated to watch, even though it's on the basis of the mitzvah of Ishmael Tzedek, or Ashmael Tzedek, so the melee, he already has the Din of Shiref. But, that's the lead. But, why do we say that? Because there is a special Tzedek HaKosu. If there hadn't been a special Tzedek HaKosu, so then I would say, truly is Mechuyev to watch, because of the essay of Hechel HaKosu Rav Shal Tzedek. But he doesn't become, he's not even the Yisrael of Mishmerenu, so he shouldn't be Mechuyev for Shlichas Yad. But because of that, he's Mechuyev for Shlichas Yad.
Shir Chof and Bava Kama Tes Cheshvan Hay Tav Shin Mem Gimel October 26, 1982, on Tuesday.
Now the taste is in Nasir, the big of Anzo, Kabu in Nasir Mamish, Kabu in Mare. So there, one says in Nasir Mamish, and one says Shmuel says in Mare, Kab says in Nasir Mamish. And Shmuel says Yahweh. So Shmuel wasn't saying Nasir Mamish because by Nasir he would be bought out Nasir Mamish because it comes from Rambam. And Rab says, no, there is no talk from Rambam. In the Abdu Yekonev, Nishayu Nafshe, we have the Abdu Yekonev. So that's the matter. Now, in Zayin, the name of the Isle, now you know the Kashi, why doesn't Kadesh mention all the Nizikim that Chatchiyah mentioned? So insofar as Gani and Gazra were concerned, so that's implicit in Yabo Shom. Yabo Shom. And then the other one, so Mitzishemra, so then because it's Knaps, but in Zayin is Moed. So why doesn't Kadesh mention it? So the more assume that the Zayin is more. So okay, Abaki, the Omar and Mishan are the other. In other words, if two, if the Eidim who are miser come to another place and they admit and they confess in the other place that they were miser, so maybe they are further to pray, because maybe the class is caught. So that means that they call it Abaki and we pass them with Abaki. That the Tashlumim of Kasha Zoma is knas, and Rabbi Ishe doesn't mention anything that is knas. Is all of Rabbi Akiva. If Rabbi Ishe agrees with Rabbi Akiva, leisne trega v'sheya, leisne sheya da'az v'sheya, leisne sheya da'az v'chodo, ditnam Rabbi Akiva ime artam shechom v'odo, nishal v'neisa v'vishorem. There's a machlokel between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Akiva, and this question. Now the law is Shia Tam is Mazik, so the owner of the Shia Mazik pays only head damages. And he pays only the good. In other words, it's not now, not from his general estate, from his general assets, but just from the good of the Shia Mazik. from the group of Shira Mazik, suppose a Shira Tam, who is worth only $100. He's worth only $100. And then his Mazik Shira, that is worth, Shira Mazik is worth $400. And suppose the Nebele is not worth anything. So that means that the damage, the real damage was $400. Now, so the owner of Shira Mazik is clear to pay only half damages, $200. So, but he will not, the Mizek will not be able to collect $200. Because inasmuch as Shira Mazik itself is worth only $100, so that's the maximum that he can collect. He can only collect to the extent of half damages from the Gufa Mazik. But if the Gufa, so if the Gufa Mazik, let's say, is also worth $400, then the Chotzu is casted. So then the Shira Mazik is sold, and half of that price, $200, so is given to the Mizek, and $200 is given to the Mazik. But suppose the Shira Mazik is worth only $100, and half damages is $200. So how much can the Mizek collect? Only he is just entitled to take the Shira Mazik. But the Shira Mazik is only worth $100, so that means he will not even get half damages. So these are the two peculiar, the two unique halachas of Shira Tam. First of all, the Shira Tam. So the Mazik, the owner of Shira Mazik, is mechuyev only to pay half damages, not whole damages, and even the half damages, so that in itself is limited to the collection from the Shira Mazik. That's called Yehud. Now, Habakibe says, Habakibe Shikini is, that he learns it out from the Pesuk, that if Shira Tam is chilul biyodo, then he pays whole damages, not only half damages. So the more discussion is, if you say that Chavish agrees with Rabbi Akiva, so just as Rabbi Akiva agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, with the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, in regard to Ibn Zayn being Knaas, and that's why Rabbi Akiva doesn't mention Ibn Zayn, so he might also agree with the Shita of Rabbi Akiva in regard to the question of Shira Shachol of Gordon, Shalom and Shalom, even though there is no logical connection, it's two separate Shiras. But the Gemara is assumed, if Rabbi Akiva agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Akiva in regard to the Zim, that it's Knaas not Moment, so Rabbi Akiva probably also agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Akiva in regard to Shira Shachol of Gordon, that he has to pay Nezek Sholem, not Chotz Nezek. So that means that there are two types of Sheya, because the Dinim are different. Sheya Dazik Sheya pays on the Chotz Nezek, Sheya Dazik Odom pays in the Sholem. So then there should be another Mazik, so Rabbi Akiva should mention another Mazik. So, Leis Nefrid Ami Sheya, 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 Leis Nefrid Tani Rabbi Akiva, Ime Yoch Laftam Shechol Vodo, Mishalim Naliyo, Talmud Lema, Ya Oseloi, Nigube Mishalim, Ve Mishalim Naliyo. So the Gemara is saying that if Rabbi Akiva, who is the Chaya, the Mazik, of Yishayo Shechol Vodo, in Ezek Sholem, so that's only in regard to the Halacha of Chotz in Ezek, versus the Sholem. So which kind of time? Pays on the Chotz in Ezek, Shir Dazik Shir, but Shir Dachom Vodom pays in the Risholem. Mashim can regard to the other unique characteristic of Shir Tam, that he only collects in Gufe, he doesn't collect Ma'aliyo, only from the Gufa Mazik itself. So Rabbi Akiva agrees, Rabbi Akiva concedes that even Shir Tam, Dachom Vodom, while the Nizek can collect in the Sholem, if, let's say, the Gufa Mazik, the Shira Mazik, is worth, has the value of an Ezek Sholem, but Rav Akiva is made that he cannot collect Ya'ulot from the general estate, from the general assets of the owner of the Shira Mazik, but he can only collect the Nezek Sholem. He can only collect the Nezek Sholem Stimme sich schon, von dem Guffa Mast. In other words, suppose the share is hidden bottom, and the share of the Nesek, the share of the Nesek is $400, and the value of the share is also $400, then he can take the whole share. The Nesek can take the whole share. But suppose the value of the Nesek, of the Chabolek, is $400, the value of the share is $200, so $100 or $50, all he can collect is the Guffa share. Now let's see. If you take the moment you have some of the information, you can get more than a mojo, and the Hamisha boy is not, the Tamba Pirki, who can come to the local channel, the Hamisha is in the bathroom, the Shemra, who have a chance, and the Hamisha moment, so look at the key, the dog is a smart kid, the Tamba is in the Shamra of the Atom. Can you use the best in the who we think of. We all hold on to the other and we shall be best in what we must manage best in the shop lady. Do it. I will not say you will be the last quarter. You have a kid of instant print of the share. You have a kid of the shrill of the shrill of the shrill of the share. You shall be hot as the shrill of the share. You can't come to the other as a cat. Can't give him a mix and hot water to share time. We tap water. We shall be best in the whole shop to share water. You can't come to the whole shop to share. You shall be the share. We sit here and hear a person. כי מקום המסנד לנו של כאן. אגב, זה זה מקום. יוחד נשאו עם טעם שחור ובוטו נעביו, טעם עוברים בה, והשתקע נשאו ולשאו, אבל תנו שהשיר שוב, נעבו פשוט עם סוואר. But there is still a difference, a basic difference, between שיר דעזק שאיר and שיר דעזק עודו. שיר דעזק שאיר, so the mazik has to pay only her damages, שיר דעזק עודו, while it's limited to the goof השיר המזיק, but he can collect from the two share amazing the whole damages. If there is to collect, if the value of the Nezek is $400 and the share is worth $400, so he can collect the whole damages. So there is a difference, so let him count it, let Rabbeinu count these two shares into two Nezekim. So what did the Targum mean, right? So Rashi says יוחד נשאר מטעם שחור ומעליף המונה והשתקע ונשאר את זה משום אלו כמי שעשיר שם אלו כמי שעשיר שם So let's see what is this. This doesn't apply to Rashi's Pshat because according to Rashi, so why doesn't Rabbeinu mention it in two Nezekim, to two categories, only one category? Because he doesn't pay the Nezek, only the share is worth the Nezek. So the male, so the status of share that has gone on is not different from the status of share that has share. So the discussion is, but it's still different in the case where the share is worth the Nezek. When the share is worth the Nezek, so the male, he should still count it in a separate category. That's the discussion. What type of material is it? אין לי פורש בכל זאת, מי פתאום שמשאו לי גופי, תמניח, לחיד לך מניח, תאום בהתי אבל כמעין לה כמשפע זה, כתחת ומכן לי, יוכל שם מניח, ופיר שעות וסמה מקושב, ופירש, וישתח לך משאו לי לשאול לו, כמי שעשיר שובק, ואף אגב, דיסים לגן לשאול, כי שעשיר לשאול כתי איזה איתי, מקום לו כמריס נקריק על משאיה, כמי פעם מכן לשאול. So it's still cash kosher. Why doesn't Rabbeinu mention it? It mentioned the two shares into two categories. Because here on Rabbeinu says obviously he came, why doesn't employ the term obvious? Because he pays the maker. Because there are two kinds of payments. Sometimes you have to pay, but you can pay the boys even from Kalki, you can give. You can pay with Kalki, that is the most inferior quality. But if it is of inferior quality, then he has to give more. But so you pay the same amount. Let's say, Ksuvasisha is given as a boys. Ksuvasisha is given as a boys, but Ksuvasisha has a certain amount. If it's Ksuba of Namono, if it's Ksuba of Psuva, so it's 200 Zeus. If it's Ksuba of Namono, it's 100 Zeus. So it doesn't make any difference with what he pays, whether he pays with the best quality karate, or average quality karate beginners, or in Pekin's Ibuyas, the most inferior quality of karate. But he has to pay the bandwidth, he has to give a piece of karate, the bow, when he paints the initial exude. So the bow or the insane, when they pay the initial dalmono of exude, or the bow when he pays the exude to his wife who is in his garshan, you know. So he has to give a piece of karate that is worth 200 zoos, or 100 zoos in case she got married as dalmono or as a bushel. So whether he pays with the best quality karate, or average quality karaoke, or most inferior quality karaoke, he has to give a piece of karaoke that has the value of 200 zoos. But if he pays with yes, then he gives a smaller piece of land that is worth 200 zoos. If he pays with boyes, he gives a relatively large piece of land that is also worth 200 zoos. But naturally, even though in the monetary value is the same, it's worth 200 zoos, but a person prefers a smaller piece of idias that is worth 200 zoos to a larger piece of zibuyas that is worth 200 zoos. So the law is ksubasisho is bigger than zibuyas. Balchayim is given in abeyas. A nizek is given from the mazik, from the idias, from the best nechosim. Suppose that the mazik does not have any cash, so he has to levy attachment on the land. Bezdin has to levy attachment on the land and to collect from the land. So Bezdin will levy attachment on the best land, best quality land, not inferior quality land. So that's the reason why it's called Obes. Lishalei minameita. So when the child who say minameita, if he pays in a real from the general estate. So the general estate has good quality, inferior quality, average quality. So we say the meta. Masha'im ke, she'er shachobu b'odom, she'er shachobu b'odom cannot even be counted. I mean, she'er shachobu b'odom cannot even be counted. Whether it is, why? Because he doesn't pay in aliyah, he only pays migupe. So migupe is not shayach to say, meitav not meitav. Meitav not meitav v'shayach ligabe a tashlumin that has to be paid out of the general estate, of the general assets. So the question is, which asset? The better quality land or the inferior quality land? But if he pays the group pay, so it's not shaya. So the Meitav Habeit Sheh doesn't even count Sheotam. He only counts Sheotam, but Sheotam doesn't count whether it is Sheotam the Azik Sheya or Sheotam. The Azikotam, he doesn't count. What does Habeit Sheh count? He counts only Sheh Mue. And the Sheh Mue, so there's no difference between Sheh the Azik Sheh and Sheh the Azikotam. This is how it is. Alright. Now we go to the Kash. For it is one part of our Mitzi Shem Radim Omeinu. Let's say, Monesh. He is a Ktonah. Because, he is a Mitzvah. So, and the Ines and the Pate, so this over the book, in addition to the Hamishim Keset Knaz, so he has to pay Gav. He has to pay Gav. So in other words, if it is, so what is Gav? In other words, if someone was with Manis, only Pate Sapsu, or So it's the same shumer like Nezek. How do we appraise Nezek? How much was he worth as an Erev Pnayim with the leg? And how much is he worth without the leg? And the difference is descriptive of the value of the Nezek. So let's say Ba'ines and the Fate. So besides the Knas, Hamishim Keset, so he has to pay Gav, and the Gav is the same as Nezek. The Gav is similar to the Shumer of Nezek. In other words, so how much, let's say, suppose he has an Eved Pnayim. This is how the Mishnah in Ksuvos explains it. How do we appraise the value of the Gav? Suppose he had an Eved Pnayim, and he likes the Klein. So he wants to marry more to Yeshiva Klein. So in other words, so he wants to find the good Yeshiva for the Klein, if he likes the Klein. So how much will he pay for Yeshiva Klein if she is Ipsilon, if she was not Nenso, and how much will he pay if she is Nenso? Because it will be better shidduch for the time. So the difference is descriptive of the value of the pgam. So the more is the kasha. How is one part of Amitishemra, the moment who lays the monarch? In as a is tunneling, itza is tunneling, I beaches is tunneling, itgam, how is it? Maitlahomena, knose. So in other words, so it's mentioned. He doesn't have to mention every type of nezek separately. He mentions nezek in general. So, but if you ask why doesn't Rabbeinu mention Eidus and Fateh, the Knaz and the Fateh? So that's Knaz, and Rabbeinu doesn't mention Knaz. Maiz and the Knaz and Knaz and the Knaz. Alright. Eidus and Fateh, the Knaz and 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 of course, by innocent of the party, so he has to pay God in addition to the knas. So he has, by the fact he has to pay, by innocent of the party, he has to pay over and above the knas, God. But by innocent, besides God, he has to pay tzar also. But by the fact he doesn't have to pay tzar, because it was Gatsino. So God he pays, but not Tzah. But all these things are money. The only thing that is Knaz is the Hamishim Kesef. So close a little mind. Hamitame Vamidame Vaminase Momeno Leise. Why doesn't he mention Tame Vaminase? So the more I the Terrace Monarchy. He has a chimney Kashmi has a bottom with Ezek. He has a chimney Kawish Ezek. Hadley Knosse. Alright, so the Gemara has the kasha. The Gemara has the kasha. Why doesn't he mention mitame mitame nasa? Because Rabbeinu mentions them separately. So the Gemara says there is a machlokes between Cheskin and Rabbi Yechas whether he has kashmei as a better chin kaloish as a. But the net result, in practical terms, is the same, because according to both, Mehedchenika remains it is higher, Mishenik is potter. But according to Mandova Hedchenika Shmeyazek, so in the Raise, if Mishenik is higher, but Rachomim or Misaki, the Mishenik is potter, according to Mandova Hedchenika Shmeyazek, so in the Raise, even Mazik is potter, but Rachomim as if Nas, or Misaki, that Mazik is higher. So more than the talents. So he has a chinik alish as a kavlik nose because of the kamayah. He has a chinik ash as a kotobli nese. He has a chinik alish as a kavlik nose because of kamayah. Lady Kosova Rabhi has a chinik alish as a vishne heze kotobli nese. So why was Rabhi mentioned it separately? Tone nese. So tone as a kidimik kivali tone as a kidimik. Wie dann in meinem Turm und Kumpf habe ich gedacht, und meist wurde versucht, wie die Schöne Joche in der Echo, Elokeir. Die Joche in der Echo, Elokeir. In other words, so what is the magic of the Dame? Because if he mixes Trumo with Chum, now the Oche is that when there is a mixture of Tahubes of Trum and Chum, so it's bottom. We may have that. In other words, if one measure of Truma is mixed with 100 measures of Chum, then it's bottle, it loses its identity, and the Zahar came. But suppose one measure of Truma is mixed with 99 measures of Chum, it's not Meo Leach or just Meo, so it's not bottle. So in other words, so Rashi says, now but it still can be eaten by a Keir. The answer is, since it can only be eaten by the Canaan, so the supplies is diminished. and if the supply is diminished, the price is lower. So the melee, he has to pay. The hezek consists the reduction of the price, how much it would be worth if it could be sold by anybody, even by a czar, and how much is it worth when the demand. Did I say supply? I made a mistake. I meant demand. If the demand is less. So that's the value of the rest. That's the value of the rest. Now. So that's what Rashi emphasizes. The Irish woman comes from Havir. The hashte Muslim of the zoo. The fishing yochile ecology. Now the question is this. Why does Rafia mention midam in a separate category? Just because the hezek is relatively small. So, in other words, there are all kinds of hezek. If you are mazik in diamond, so the hezek might be worth $50,000. You are mazik in paper, so the hezek is a pute. So, because of that, so he has mentioned mazik paper in one category and mazik in diamond in other category. So, why does he mention it in a separate category? After all, whether the hezek is $1 million or the hezek is a pute, is the same thing. Because of that, it doesn't have to be mentioned in separate categories. But this is what Rashi is emphasizing. I don't think I have here a gemara need. I don't have here a gemara need. The answer is. Now, mid-reise, so, Trumo is bottled from the rock. But with Rabbanon, Teitzah says, even though the Sifri, he learns it out from Tosik, but it's an Asmach. But, so it's an Asmach, so it's in Rabbanon. But with Rabbanon, the halacha is that if, I mean, let's say, one measure of Chumah is mixed with 99 measures of Chumah. I say 99, because if it's mixed with 100 measures of Chumah, so then it becomes both. But if it's mixed not with 100, with 99 measures of Chumah, so then, yeah, at the upper level, everything acquires Ishei Chumah, and it's also a Zan. So, Izan is not allowed to eat it, not because when he eats of the Tarubes, so he must necessarily eat the Truma also, because there is even distribution. Even if it will not be even distribution, and even if it will happen, suppose it's not even distributed. Let's say he put in, one measure of Truma in 99 measures, 99 pounds, of whom, and it wasn't evenly distributed. But we can't recognize, we don't know where is the whom, where is the tumor, and then somebody will eat it, and then Kapishmai to be gone, that he didn't taste a mash of the tumor. Just the whom. If it's not evenly distributed, so it's possible. So it also gave a reason to Rabbanu, because it's analogous to Chtichanas Merilani. But Chtichanas is the melee as reference to the case where the tam it gives. But here there is a special takanas chachom that if Trumo is mixed with Chum, so then it assers the Chum, the heretofore Chum, and it's also the Rabbanu. This is what Teitzes points out in the Sechas Nidah, at Nun Zayin.
There.
there is a price. Iso shenid mio. Oy nisham tzom yisir shalchum. Suppose you are mitame in Iso with the Savior of Tum, with the leavening of Tum. So then, chayomes b'chale, then Iso lo bitulei. Dibur Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudil, Rabbi Isim, Rabbi Shimon, Petri Nachal. So there is a machlikes anoi. Now, suppose you are mitame. And this with Tumo, and there is no 100 measures to the Mipatil, the Tumo. So now, Tumo is potrochal. If you take, let's say, if you make a dog out of chitin of Tumo. So that's potrochal. It's a special disciples. Potrochal. But Tumo is chaytechal. Now the question is, suppose you are mitame. You put in one measure of Trumo in 99 measures of Chum, is it Chayu Bechal or it's not Chayu Bechal? So there is a machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda on one end, Rav Yitzchak and Rav Shimon on the other. Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda hold that it's Chayu Bechal, and Rav Yitzchak and Rav Shimon say it's Peter Nachal. It's Peter Nachal. What is the machlokes? So Rashi says as follows: Hayom is bechale, v'la'amino mitrumo piteres. V'yavo gam mitrumo in chayim. So you cannot be mafkia of the chiyuv chale in Reis. Masha'im came in Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Shimon. They hold that chale with marazeh is only Rabbanon, because chale requires, even though it's each of us in love, du sheshnio, but chale requires the eskuchem. And when Ezra settled in Eretz Yisrael, so then there was no the eskuchem, only part of the Jewish people settled in Eretz Yisrael. So the melee, the chiyuv chale is only Rabbanon. Since the chiyuv chale is only Rabbanon, and is the muah mit Rabbanon, so it has the chalish and umi mit Rabbanon. So as a Rabbanon, umafkin mit Rabbanon. So Tezis points out two things from this. Tezis, that means I, two things. First of all, that the muah is only mit Rabbanon, even though the Sifri mentions it possibly. So that, but it's only an asmachte. And then that the Mu'ah answers the whole Tahuves mit Rabbanon. So it's not that you're not allowed to partake of the Tahuves, because you will eat of the Truma, the Zahar will eat of the Truma. Even if you will not eat of the Truma, the whole thing becomes awesome. That's why, you see, he mentioned the separate. So this is what Kasha means. Not because he mentions separately, because the damage is relatively small. That doesn't make any difference whether it's small or large. But it means here, the mazik consists in the fact that he makes the whole club that he was midame. He asks it. He made it osamizal. So what is the extent of the damage? So the extent of the damage is the difference in the value. Had it been row for Zarim, and the difference in the value now that it's only row we can have. Fine. This is what Rashi means. Minazir shenisir lan chavir al yizok viosnei behanoi hoyu viomid bimaisi vibutin yad. I think that the pshat in line with what we said in the Rashi and the Dawud of the Beis, we answer the Kashi by the Yeshua against Rashi. So the Rashi here, so we said that Rashi over there doesn't want to involve himself in machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, whether Minasir means Minasir Mamish or Minasir means Nare. All that Rashi says is Lekele Mima, Minasir Lekele Mima, Shemisra Mina, Yeser Shesor, but he doesn't want to involve himself in the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. So the melee, when Rashi says here, Minasir Shemisra Chlan Chavir La Mizore, Vi Osre, Vahamode Yehoyim 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 Bigufi Yayin, so that can accord with Rav's Shite and with Shmuel Shite. But according to Rav, when Shemisra Chlan Chavir means that he was Mamish Minasir, by being Ibn al-Mizore, and there is no common Ramne because it's not the Ibn, and according to Shmuel, so the Nisuch consists in being Yare, but he was Yare to such an extent that there was no Shishi. If there was no Shishi, so then the whole thing becomes Oser, as Yare Oser. So again, he is a Mazik. So, but it accords with Rav's Pshat in Yarim and with Shmuel's, because in Yarim can be implicit in the term Nisef Yarim. Alright. Because Al Piti, it acquires a Halishem Yarim Esek through the Tarimas. As long as there is no Shishi in the Yarim Heter, Neger Yarim Esek. When Rashi says, She Nisef Yarim Esek, they means when there was a Mashiach. So, if there was no Shishi, So then, look, Mechasra, you will need it, the Pazbun, the Pazbun, the Yai Nesach. Alright. Now, She Nikea, Gein Hochem, in Anezek Nikea, Mr. Chapir, and Yor Chosol, Lein Kosov Arachir, Loi Shmeh, and Mr. Chasu, Tone, the Lahapu, the Chalom, and the Gabesh. Okay. Now Rashi says here, she nikah, he bin hocher bin hanezek nikah b'sechafiris, will chosol. I mean, that is a misleading expression. One can make a mistake in that Rashi. That by assuming that this is the definition of hezek she nikah, in other words, if it's not a nikah. Now suppose somebody would put in a capsule, would put in poison, it's not nikah, and it's not chosol, on the contrary, it becomes increased. He put in poison also. So that's a Hezek Shemikya, that will not be Hezek Shemikya. That will be a Hezek Nikya. Hezek Shemikya means a Hezek that does not involve a physical Hezek. B'mitzir there is no Hezek. What is Hezek Shemikya? Only when the Hezek is little. Because of the deed. Mitamim, Midamim, Nasir. There is no physical Hezek. It's only because of the Aloha. Whether it's because of Aloha of the Torah, or even, let's say, the Gemara in Bolakame says that Magbiah Uposalte Hamelech, so it's considered, that Gemara doesn't discuss in connection with Mazik, but the Gemara discusses in connection with Gazer, because the Machlikes, whether Hezek Shemika Shvihezek, or Hezek Shemika Lushvihezek, has relevance not only in Gabi Mazik, it has relevance with Gabi Gazan too. Because the halacha is that if somebody gathers a chifetz, and if the chifetz is intact, is keisha goes out, so then even though it's worthless, so he can say Havei Shaloch Lefanecha. He can say Havei Shaloch Lefanecha. if it's so it's when she's not till I shall result, you can she was on the answer. Meanwhile, don't boy which woman. So I get to a bay of his kino, so it's not can she goes out, then he has to pay for the baby. But if it is can she goes out, he doesn't have to pay for the baby. Now, suppose he got into the heime, while the heime was worth, let's say, the heime was worth, let's say, $100. And then by the time he returns it, half a year later, and the heime is worth only $10. So he can return the heime and say, I shall open up, even though it's worth one-tenth of what it was worth at the time of the zeile, because the aruch of tashmumin is only when it's not Kein Shegoza. But if it is Kein Shegoza, now the question is this. Gozo Chomets, we all know all about Pesach. Can he say, now, so, can he say, I wish you all and not pay a penny? So he doesn't come to us, maybe $1,000 or more. And then, all about Pesach. So it's also about way, how much is it worth now, not a penny? So, can he say, I wish you all and not or he has to pay. So the Gemara says in Anzokim that story the machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Cheskia, according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Hedrishim, the Kabbis, Boishreyeh, so the Mele, Gozo Chometz, Lo, Vapesa, so it's Kei Shegozal, it's Boishreyeh. So we see that the machlekes, where the Shmeyeh, the Boishreyeh, is not the machlekes that is limited to Mazik. It has not communistically got the Mazik. It has not communistically got the Gavin also. In other words, if we say Hezekin Nika, Loishli Hezek, so it means that our Pitin is the same thing. There is no Hezek. Just because of the Aloha. So it's worthless, but that's not considered a Hezek in the Hefze. If it's not a Hezek in the Hefze, so the Mele, he's Potter and Pitiras as a Masik, and he can say Abishol of Neho. But if we say, according to Hezekin, that Hezekin Nika Shmei Hezek, so even though there is no physical change in the Hefzeh, but Al-Pidin, it's worth less. So maybe it's considered as a Hefzeh. So maybe it's not Kein Shegozal. If it's not Kein Shegozal, so he has to pay. So the Gemara of Kamei says, suppose somebody doesn't have pay a lot of money, and then the Melech passing the Marbeis, even though it's the same Marbeis. So if we say Hezekin Nika, Ishmei Hezek, Hezekin Nika, Ishmei Hezek, so then he has to pay the worth of those Marbeis. Suppose somebody, let's say, guzzled in Mexico, let's say, the piso, I mean, let's say, a few years ago, when it was worth, let's say, 50 cents, and now it's worth only 5 cents. So if we say Hezek Shemimika, Ishmei Hezek, so then it's not Kein Shegozal, so he has to pay. But if we say Hezek Shemimika, Lo Ishmei Hezek, so that means that there is no change in the Hezek. So Mele, what does Hezek Shemimika mean? Hezek Shemimika means if there is no physical Hezek, it's only a little Hezek. But if somebody will put in poison in the Nechel, so that's a Hezek Shenika, even though you can see it. So when Rashi says, Lulhosalu, so it's Lavdavke. It's Lavdavke, it means that there is no physical Hezek. Except when something is Hosel, so then you see there is a physical Hezek. But even if there is a physical Hezek, but even though it's not Hosel, it's on the contrary, it's increased, it's enlarged. So then it's considered a Hezek. Alright. Lehmi Kosova Rafhiye Loish Hezek Umishudik Nasu Tone Lehabe Chalele Zabakeshe. So Tone Lehabe Chalele Zabakeshe. So the Knope says no, that Rafhiye can hold the Chenika Shmei Hezek, but still he counts them in separate categories, because there are two types of Mazik. A Mazik where there is a physical Hezek in the Hefzeh, and the Mazik where there is no physical Hezek in the Hefzeh. Alright. Bishlein with Talmidon, Tonem Yonu Limuta de Rabbein Yishe, the Rabbein Yishe Tonem Yonu Limuta de Rabbein Yishe, El Yonu de Rabbein Yishe, really mutemai. Why does he have to mention a number? Let me just say, Tomer Abchir, Eivor Sizuka, Kev Kashim Hamish, and so on, without mentioning Chodal Voices. Why does he mention the number? So the Gemara says, we mutem Moser on the father. Moser on the father, he doesn't mention. Here there is a very strange Rashi, difficult Rashi. Moser Malchin Shereitzim on Chavir Levit Chavi. Umifagayo Kim Sheshachat Kavoni Shal Yisrael Chater Shreshim Shlomi. The Nakov Meir Lechim Ad Beolom Vitzovi Chachem Nadaloche Nadaloche Kavones The Talmud Chavshon Yishmo. So it means that generally, Kavones, if the king is makhtar shalom shmo, let's say he's makhtar shalom shimeo, or he's makhtar kom ube, lishim shimem, so then it's kosher. And even though he was sheikhim, let's say, shalom shimeo, but shalom shmo, but he can continue to do the other kavod, the other avedes, to be mikabel the down. And to be made of the Dham, and to be made of the Dham, even though the Shkite was Shalishma. But except in Chatos, Chatos and Pesach. So Chatos is an exception. So in other words, Chatos, Sheshochte, Lishim Shlomi, so it's not only it's not even Lishim Chemo, it's possibly Dham. But Abakobones, so possibly it isn't. But the binding is not Yitzhak Yisrael. In other words, suppose he was Minagir, he took a neder, Ari Olai Limo, or Ari Olai Shlomo, and then he brought that table, and then the Kehen was matching that table, Shalom Mishmo, or the Shlomo Kabbalah Mishmo. So, the Kohen is kosher, but he is not Yitzhak Achim, he'll have to bring another Elo, another Kohen Shlomo. Mashiachim Bachatos, so the whole Kohen is possible. So if the Kehen will share the chatos l'shem shlomi, so then he cannot continue the other avodas. It's possible. It's possible. So the question is this. So first of all, Rashi says, mifagei. Now, the ordinary meaning, the regular meaning of pigul means in the kehen at the time of the avode was mechashim v'machshove shalom mizman. Machshove shalom mizman. In other words, let's say, certain kavonis are nechal nivalai. Kochi kochi is nechal nivalai. And certain kavonis, let's say, chatos. So it's nechal nivalai. Let's say, certain kavonis like Ego is kulakol, so it's not nechal opia. But then, shlomi, so it's nechal nivalai. So suppose he was matched with the label. It was makhna batzei shlomi, and with the machshove of eating the boso la'achas mane. So if it's shlomi, so it's nechal mishnei yomim b'layach. So if it's nechal mishnei yomim b'layach, let's say if that kavod takes place on Sunday, so it can be nechal the balance of Sunday and Sunday night and the Monday day mishnei yomim b'layach. Sunday, the night of Sunday, and the daylight of Monday. So suppose that the king at the time is makhid, the kohen shlomi will be mechashit and say, I am shachting the shlomi in order to eat the boso, Tuesday morning, that will already be beyond the zman. So then the kohen becomes pigul. And it's given, I shem pigul in the kohen. And then if somebody will eat of that kohen, so he's chayav kores. He is chayav kores. So the ordinary meaning of pigul means that the kohen was mechashev b'machshevos chutz mizman. But we do find in the Gemara that the term pigul is used in respect to the machshevos shalom mishmo. Now Rashi in Gittin Namzochim Hakiyanim shepigul b'migdosh. So Rashi says that the word mechashim b'machshav b'chutz mizman. Here Rashi says not that the word Mechashiv a machshove of Chutzli's man. He doesn't mention it. But he mentions the machsheves. So Rashi in Hebrew says, here he says, so what the question is, and that's not such a strong question. Why does Rashi explain it in the sentence of Machsheves and Shalom Lishmo, not in the sentence of Machsheves Chutz Lizman? Alright, that's not such a strong question because we do find the term people in the sentence, Mifagio in the sentence of Machshev and Shalosh. But then there is a stronger Kashi. Rashi here says, Kim Shishonat Kobonishon Yisroel, Chapash Nishim Shlomim, Dein Akob Neil Nechidas Bolob Tzor Chachemir, If Rashi had said, Kim Shishonat, Shlomim Shalos, Kobonishon Yisroel, Shlomim Nishim Chatos, Shlomim Nishim Eilo, Dein Akob Neil Nechidas Bolob Tzor Chachemir, then we can understand. Because by Shlomim, by all Kobonis generally, if the Kayan is Mechashev, the Machshev, Shalom, Mishmo, so kosher it is. But it's not Eilech of Asim. So it's a Mazik on account of the fact that it's not Eilech of Asim. But Rashi says here, Kayan Sheshon HaKobonim Shalom Yisroel, Chatosh Lishim Shalom. Chatosh Lishim Shalom is possibly down there. So why does Rashi say, they Nakom Meil Lechivat Beolo, Vitzorcha? So the Yeshua says something very simple. In the case of a Kayan who shechts a chatos, the Shiv Shlomim, so the whole cult becomes possible. But why is he mazik? He is a mazik. How is he mazik to the Bible of the cult? Because the cult is possible. It doesn't become mazik just because, to the Bible, just because the cult is possible. So he is a mazik to the Bible because the Bible, as a result of his machshove shalom mishmo, will have to bring another call. So it causes damage to the Bible. So the cause of damage to the Bible consists in the fact that the Bible will have to bring another call, will have to spend money on another behavior, not in the fact that it's possible. The fact that it's possible, so it's damage to Hekdesh, but that's not a damage to the Bible. So that's why the Yeshua says, that's why Rashi emphasizes, say, the king Sheshochat Kobonish of Yisroel Chatosh of Shushlomi, the Nakom Meir Lechivas Boro, it's on Chachet, Eilach Nami, it's more than that, it's possibly down there. But the business why he's a Mazik and he has to pay to the Bible is because the Bible sustains damage, sustains loss. How does the Bible sustain the loss? He'll have to buy another baby, he'll be marking it as a Chatosh. He has to bring a Chatosh. So he was not becoming Israel with this call. And this call, of course, he's not becoming Israel, it's possibly done. Alright, that's a very simple explanation of Rashi. But before we go any further, so we still have to understand that. So why doesn't Rashi, say, Kom, Kedin Sheshohat Kobon Ishel Yisrael, Chatosh Lishim Shlomi, Dehada Kom Poslu, Vitzorich Lishalim Lehemdesh. Why? So he causes damage to Hekdesh. Hekdesh is also a Bible. In other words, we have a special Zersakosu that Hagim in a Hekdesh doesn't have to pay cable. Mireyu, Loishal Hekdesh. But Kevin has to pay. So Hekdesh is a Bible. So the Mele, why couldn't the father me came to show her companies on the soil of Chatos, Mishim Shlomi? So he's the Chuyev to pay to Hekdesh. And why does he have to pay to Hekdesh? Because he was Mazik Hekdesh. And why is there a Hekdesh to Hekdesh? Because he puzzled it. The answer is, Rashi is Mishikosu. Now, Rashi, there is Aloch Hashir Shal Yisroel, Shemot Hashir Shal Hekdesh is possible. Because Kiviga Ish, Shem Reil, Reil Mishal Hekdesh. That's what Rabbonon of Rashi and Minasya say, and we pass that. So, Shir Shal Yisroel, Shemot Hashir Shal Hekdesh is possible. Because Reil Mishal Hekdesh. That's about Shall Yisroel Shenu Kashrus HaKadosh. How about the Yisroel who was Matzeh Kadosh? Is he Chayev or is not Chayev? So there's a Machlokes Shenu Kashrus. Now, Rashi Shita is that the Reu Rishon HaKadosh is in my, not only in the Gich, it's in my general, it's in my Pashtus HaLoshon of Rashi. The Avon Beis is that Reu, that we learn how it all Mazikim come together. So, two things are Sakosu, Reu Rishon HaKadosh is mentioned in connection with Kerem. So the Sama Shem will say that if a Shem is Mazik HaKadosh, is Ocho Arub Rishon HaKadosh, Regel, with the Shem and Regel, so then he has to pay Hedish, because it's only a new to Gabi Keren, not to Gabi Shem Regel. But, and some Shem say that we learn out all Maziki, not only Shem Regel we learn out from Keren, but even on Mamaziki. Even on Mamaziki. Now, so actually the affliction is, if you look up the Arab Amir in the Lakami, he can look at Abu Shimon Kibetzes, except that in Shimon Kibetzes there is a certain policy that the Russian of the Aramir, this particular portion of the Aramir. So you see that there are Mishnahs of Shem. The other Shem, like Rashi, who say that they learn out all Maziki from Keren. And by Keren, the Rabbonim from Shimon Nasya say, the Reyu Rishon HaKadosh, so we spot that. So all Maziki, including all Mamaziki. So, if a person, another Mazik, would be Mazik Hekesh, he's spot. Then there is a Shite, only Keren is spot. But, other Mazik, and even Shem Regel is high, mid right. Then there is the Shite of the Aramiri in the Shinkopetse, so there is a same from the Russian Shinkopetse. So, if the sheet of the Ramiri, it all depends. Shem Regel will learn out from Keren. And Shem Regel will learn Mazik Hekdesh, so the Bible is put there. But Odma Mazik Hekdesh is highly right, say, because Magi Torah says, Magi Behemi Shalman on every Tarat Nefesh. So there is no Ketuv of Mary. The Rashi sheet happens to be, like the Rishayi, that all Mazikim of Hekdesh is put there. Rashi says, at the bottom of the Kobo Mufis, Sherei of Rachon and Shesho Hekdesh, did not have Shesho Hekdesh Potter, go until Chom Shom Iziki, she magic as a Hekdesh Potter. She magic as a Hekdesh Potter. So the real Rashi is Shikosi, that Mazik Hekdesh, that the Aloch of Reyu applies in Todom HaMazik. So that's why Rashi, I'm just explaining the Yeshua. That's why Rashi emphasizes שכן ששוחד קורבנים של ישראל חטוש לשם שלומים דהן הקורבן אלה וחיב אז ביולו דהן הקורבן אלה וחיב אז ביולו ויצור לחכה so Rashi says Rashi emphasizes דהן הקורבן אלה וחיב אז ביולו but it's impossible the answer is but the fact that it's possible doesn't make him viable. So what makes it viable? The fact that he caused damage to the Bible. The Bible's damage does not consist in the fact that the column is possible. He sustains loss because he'll have to bring another column. So that's why Rashi says, the Nakom Mele, the Chimet Yolo, Vitzovi Chachem. So, alright. So that answers. But then the question arose, what left Rashi mentioned? The fact that it's possible, Mimele is in Mazik, he's Mechuyev to Hekdesh, the answer is, Rashi Shite is, that Reu Rishon Hekdesh is a tool, not only of Keren, and not only of Shem Regel, Momin HaMazik, but even of Odom HaMazik. So, he cannot be in Mazik to Hekdesh, he has to be in Mazik to the Bible, Bible Mekom. As far as the Bible Mekom, the Hezek, the gist of the Hezek consists in not being ill, Chayim as well, not in the faith that it's possible. But then the question arises that the Yeshua does not really explain, even though he tries to explain. So why did Rashi have to emphasize Kevin Sheshoch HaKobon Yishol Yisrael Chatos Yishlomim in as much as even vis-a-vis Chatos that is possible gamma. So the Hezek, the gist of the Hezek consists in not in the Bible, not being in the Chibosei. So you could have mentioned Shlomi. Why did they have to mention Why does he have to mention Hatos? Why does he have to mention Hatos? He could have mentioned Shlomi. He could have mentioned Shlomi. That's the kash. So he could have said, Kayan Sheshochat, Shlomi shall be soil. Kokomori shall be soil. Shlomi Rishaneiro. The Nakom Mele, the Chilin Golo, it's all Chache. Why does Rashi mention Chatos? Now, let's see Gemara. Now, so Gemara says, Alim Yom 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 So the Bure is the Mice. But in Zemini, the Bure is the Mice. Because also, Mahmoud Gabriel is the Mice. Rahmoni Kabul the Mice. The Xiba system is the whole last one. This is wrong. Now, what is the Pshat? The Gemara says, Because you will come out. What do you say? Why not? Why because you will come out? And why is the Bure will come out? Why the Bure will come out? Why? What's it? Why? There has to be a reason. What difference does it make? How the head is done? Whether with the hands or the feet or the mouth? What difference does it make? And why because you will come out? Why not? He mentions Midame is cool, alright, it's not coaching. Alright? So it is something different than Homo, and that is mentioned. Coaching up, why coaching up? Now, I think let's go over the thesis. Thesis says, I want to name up. Leute Kinder, und schlimmste Schleier, wo hat die Gottomelo, die schon die Gottomelo meint. Und was er mir fragt, ach, viele die Mandel ist da, die mir die Gammie, die Heide beschickt nach. What is this one? What about this? Und was er mir fragt, ach, viele die Mandel ist da, die mir die Heide beschickt nach. In other words, when the Gemara says me only the Rabbeinu Tema'ani Limute Mosar Mufar, the Gemara doesn't say me only the Rabbeinu Limute Ma'ani Limute Kome Bizok, because Kome Bizok is Kota. So naturally, it doesn't have to be Ma'ani. It's not a Ma'ani. When the Gemara is Ma'ani, it means something that is a Ma'ani. But Rabbeinu doesn't mention what is a Ma'ani. But common means okay, it's not a magic. So it's not shy to say, Limute, he mentions a certain number in order to emphasize that common means okay is water. Common means okay is water, everybody knows common means okay is water. So the fact that Gemara says, so that implies that Muslim father is also high. So this discussion is, why should Muslim father be high? After all, he's not the master of the Abaya. So Tesis says in effect, alright, Moser, we know he's not the master of the Abaya. Because that's even more than the Foreshis. Namzok Master, that the reason is why Moser is higher, because Gami is higher. But in fact, so why should the Fagel be told in Gami? Why should we fight with the topic of Gami? Midami Minasir is stolen Gami. It's stolen El Chenikia, but not in Gami. Midami Minasir is Yadayim. Gami means when there is no Hezek Yadayim. It's a Gomi. So all the Shem has a question, what is Gomi, what is Gami? So Shem gives the Mutsi. In other words, so Gami is also a certain type of Gomi. But there are two types of God. But Gami is not a and Mazik Yadai. But the fact, so what shall we understand? So what shall we understand? So what shall we understand? But Moser is told Gami. So Tesis says a Kashi. Bishay Pomi Mandalami says Gami is Hayat. So then we understand this why the Gemara says, Yonapriya Limute, Limute Moser. Because Moser is Hayat, but Kapriya for some reason doesn't want to mention that kind of Mazik. The Mazik of Gami is not interested in listening. He's only interested in listing Mazikim, the various categories of Mazikim Yodani. Not Mazikim al Bikom al Bidami. But according to Mandoma, that Gami is Potea, so he's Potea, so how can Gakriya mention a certain number in order to be reminded something that is not in the Mazik? That is Potea. So Teisha says, in according to Mandoma, Gami is Potea, but Moser is Chayav, because of Mishnas. And the same thing he says, Ligabe Mifagel. So Mifagel also is Gami. And if Gami is Potea, so Mifagel is also Potea. That's a Chiddush. Why is Mifagel told Gami? Why is Mifagel the same like Nitame, Nidame, Nasir? It's Heritage Nikia because there is no physical ethic. It's only a legal ethic. It's a legal ethic. Why? So you could say because how is Mifagel? Because of the Machshon. And this is Shiki means that it's not the Machshon of Freedom, but it has to spell it out. It's Machshon of Shem, all Machshon is the Pasuk, Bakochi, whether the Mio Machshon, even without verbalizing it, passes it, this is Shiki is what in the Noches is, in Bomitzie, at the end of the Kamachi, that he has to verbalize it, he has to say, Hari Nishekhe, but it's Pilu Mamish, of Kukun's Mani. So, Hari Nishekhe is a Kom Mamas Leachel Kukun's Mani. Or, Hari Nishekhe is Kobun Gubi Nishim Shime. Or, Hari Nishekhe, Chatos Nishim Shlom. So, he has to verbalize it. But, so that's why it's talking about me. It's not his style. Because it's not the machshove itself that passes. The machshove that he entertains and verbalizes at the time of the Avedic passes. So it's not Rone. It's the Adani, it's like Vitale. Why does Heisle say that the reason is why Mifagel is higher as a Mazik because Gami is higher? And this is the Kashi. How about Mandoma? Gami is Potter. So he says, even though Gami generally is Potter, but here is higher vision. But it's not the Mazik of Gami. So again, Teisves also is Shitosim. Because on the book, Teisves agrees with Shito of Rashi that the Sakosuk of Shiva Yogurisha Tohedesh that is mentioned in the Parashah of Keren. So we learn how to Mazik, including Olma Mazik. Including our Mazik. So in the way, here, when the Gemara says, Limute, Mifagel, it doesn't mean the Mazik of Hedish. Because insofar as the Mazik for Hedish is concerned, so he's Potter. But the Congregation is high in Rabbonon. But then the Rabbonon, I don't know whether then the Rabbonon applies to Kochin Isbeah. Maybe then the Rabbonon, Mazik Hedish is higher only by Kochin Rabbais, not by Kochin Isbeah. So the Mele, when Gimora says here, Limute Mosar Mufagel, so the Gimora doesn't mean the Mazik to Hedish per se, because Mazik Hedish is Potter, Reyu Gulish Hedish, but the Gimora means, as Rashi points out, the Mazik of the Bible of the Kol. The Bible, not the Hedish per se, but the Bible of the Kol. So it is not Momene. So in Mele, why is he a Mazik? The answer is now there is a machlekes between Rakshin and Chachomim. Rakshin says that Kochim Shechayim Bachiyusom, so Dov Ragir, Nomin, Skimomin, Nomin. And if somebody, let's say Ruben, suchen über 10 Kilometer. Harida Mayo Hobiego. And then he was marked with a certain name and he was it. And then he came and stole and he stole that brain that he was marked with he was it. Because of the letter he put Harida Mayo Hobiego. So the Hobby say that she and the Daniel doesn't have to pay cable. Doesn't have to be. Why? Because they in Mishal Hegesh. They in Mishal Hegesh. And Shimon says, no, he has to pay cable. To whom does Shimon have to pay cable? Not to Hegesh. But he has to pay cable. It's Kochi Kochi. So, but he has to pay. It's Kochi Kochi. So it's not Mumbai. Kochi Kamu, Rabbi Sabin says, so it's Mumbai. But this is a Nevo. A Nevo is Kochi Kochi. So it's not Mumbai. It's from Hegesh. So, he has to be careful to Rubin. Why is Rubin a value? Because Coach Dobra gave him money, came on him. Now, he stole. Now he stole. So what does that mean as a result of Abigail stealing the behemoth that was Nifras for the Evo that he undertook to bring? So now you have to bring another behemoth as an Evo. He's high by yours, he has to be in kind of his nether. He said, Harry by your Evo. So anyway, the Bible is a Geronimo money. So the Geronimo money came on, so it's considered as the Bala money of the Behemoth, because it causes him a Chilachais. It makes him responsible. So anyway, it's considered a Bible, according to Rav Shimon, who says the Geronimo money came on, but according to Rav Aron, who says the Geronimo money is Lachim on the, so it's water of cake. So it's not okay. Now, most Rishayim, there are some Rishayim, that a few Rishayim who passed like Rishayim. But most Rishayim passed like Rabbanon. The Dov Adon Momei is Lavki Momei Dome. The Dov Adon Momei is Lavki Momei Dome. So the question is, what kind of a mazik is Mifak? Is a mazik to Hegesh per se? So the Eyo Mishal Hegesh. A mazik to the Bible? So, if it is Kochi Kochi, not Kochi Kali, if not Kochi Kali, so according to Rav Shimon, we understand, but according to Rabbanon of Rav Shimon, the Dovah Adon Momen Lavki Momen Dome, so why should we hide? So there is a machlokes between tasteless, what was she tasteless? In the Rambam in the Tulka Sagam. Now, you can turn to the Gemara of Kami, the final. Now, there the Gemara discusses the case, the machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon, whether Dov Ragel and Momen came on in Dome, or as Rav Shimon says, or Dov Ragel and Momen left him on in Dome. So, now, that machlokes manifests itself in a number of ways. Now, one afternoon between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon is in the case of a guy who steals a kochi kochi, let's say, an eel. That Reuben was Marcus, Remidre, whether he has to, according to Rav Shimon, he has to pay careful to the Bible, to Reuben, and according to Rabbanon, he doesn't have to pay careful. Then the Gemara mentions another machlokes. Another machlokes. Suppose somebody was a shemir over a shemir. Reuben was mitzvah of the shemir. He shared to Shimon. He should watch the shemir. Now the halacha is, so the halacha is that a shemir is chayv mizokin, nichlisu tachas abayim. That's the halacha. And suppose Reuben was mitzvah to share to Shimon. Reuben was mitzvah to share to Shimon. And then the shemir, while he was in the rishus of the Ben Shemir. So he was mazik. He was magically. And Nigma, and then he was a Kuadubishenya, Vinigma Dine. So Vinigma Dine Vibishenya. In other words, he killed a human being and Vibishenya. And it was Nigma Dine Vibishenya. Now Shaya, that is Nigma Dine, is killer because he killed a human being. So it's also about the way. That's the Avochet. And then, suppose somebody else stole from the Vishenya, stole the ship. Now, so the question is, is it high cake or is not high cake? So if we say the Varagir in the moment, is Kimari Brahme, so that means that the Shemeya could have returned the ship. Even though it was also Banuye, he could have said, but as a result of not stealing, so he cannot return, so melee, he'll have to pay to the buyer. So it's no Rajan the mummy. And no Rajan the mummy is Kimomi Dome, so maybe it's high people. If we say no Rajan the mummy is not Kimomi Dome, so he's not high people. That's what we want to say. We saw the corruption in the market, the moment came on. So, Tame, the woman in the main map, the sober corruption and Lame, the Rabbin of the Tame, the Doyen did it on me, the coach to the Mechai, the Dom Rajel in the moment. The Oma Bagi Kame, Ema Dom Rabshin and the Rimon in the moment, Dovashi Krimon, Dovashi Krimon, you can see the Shavitz of Habibi, Mishmasa, you can be on the Mechai, the sober Shavitz of Kilambe Hosom, the man the Doyen did it on me, Magi, the Shavitz of Mali, coach to the Mechai, the Rajel in the moment. ויש למה מי כנעם לסבור למים הנבחה. דרכו חוק ומחל במיר ומיר לגמי, כי מסיר השתבי של חבי לחליצי, שרוב השטר לכל אירו, ומיר כאילו לגבי, חיל מסך וכף וגם לפה של חבי לגבי, הוא יעתיר לכל אירו, אבל דור רגיל ומומן משה ומיר, כמו שרי, המיס קומיקות של שחיות בחילוסון, אין רואו לזה שיתפות את בעצמי, הוא יחל במיר, הוא רואה כל מיני דברים קשים, ויש לפה דלהוכי קומה, בסוף מתרפשים אל מי שמתרפשים קומה בהתה, זה חי את ארבור חמישו, מדום רגל ומומן. אבל מה אם חי את המילה בגיל ודמי, אין לי לחייה של חי את ארבור חמישו מדום רגל ומומן. So there are two shenes in cases. Now there is a מחלקס. We find the מחלקס between רפשים and רבון, and we doubt the דום רגל ומומן and ומומן. So let's say, one example is, let's say if somebody took an egg to bring a nail on his bear, and then he was matrish in him when he was it, and then somebody stole it, and he was still there to make it. So contraption is high cape, it's high alway. The contraborn is not high cape, it's not high alway, because could over again the model after moment alway. Or another example, if somebody he became Shiramisko in the Shushenia, and then another person stole from the Shushenia, and was the Yachmecher is a high down way to the Shenia, or is that higher? So again, the Gemara says that the Kontra of Shimon is higher, a Kontra Bono is what? So this is a Sikashi, why does the Gemara have to apply it? How did the Shimon let the Gemara apply this price that the one who steals from the Beit Shemia? So it's higher, so it's high kid, it's high RNA, I'll leave it to Rameyah, who is going to the Gami. And so in other words, so Rameyah that is going to the Gami would certainly say that the Rajan Mormon is Himon Mormon. The Rajan Mormon is Himon Mormon. That's what Tesis said in the Kashi. So Tesis says, in other words, because there is a Gemara, why does Tesis say that anyone